Welcome, my Patterson Show listeners. CNN is reporting tonight that the Senate will vote tomorrow on Kavanaugh's nomination. NBC News also reports tonight, quote, an angry, emotional Kavanaugh accuses Democrats of search and destroy. In the hearing today, Kavanaugh said, quote, my family and my name have been totally and permanently destroyed by vicious and false additional accusations. Kavanaugh also said, you may defeat me in the final vote, but you'll never get me to quit. Never. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee today as well. She was scared. Today was very emotional for her and for Kavanaugh as well. In the hearing, Senator Kamala Harris asked Kavanaugh if he was going to have the White House run an investigation to confirm Kavanaugh had done nothing wrong, but Kavanaugh repeatedly refused to answer the question. Dr. Ford said, quote, I believe he was going to rape me. Her opening, here's Dr. Ford's opening statement.
Swear that the testimony you're about to give before this committee will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairman Grassley and Ranking Member Feinstein, members of the committee. My name is Christine Blasey Ford. I am a professor of psychology at Palo Alto University and a research psychologist at the Stanford University School of Medicine. I won't detail my educational background since it has already been summarized. I have been married to Russell Ford since 2002, and we have two children. I am here today not because I want to be. I am terrified. I am here because I believe it is my civic duty to tell you what happened to me while Brett Kavanaugh and I were in high school. I have described the events publicly before. I summarized them in my letter to Ranking Member Feinstein and again in a letter to Chairman Grassley. I understand and appreciate the importance of your hearing from me directly about what happened to me and the impact that it has had on my life and on my family. I grew up in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. I attended the Holton Arms School in Bethesda, Maryland from 1978 to 1984. Holton Arms is an all-girls school that opened in 1901. During my time at the school, girls at Holton Arms frequently met and became friendly with boys from all boys' schools in the area, including the Landon School, Georgetown Prep, Gonzaga High School, as well as our country clubs and other places where kids and families socialized. This is how I met Brett Kavanaugh, the boy who sexually assaulted me. During my freshman and sophomore school years, when I was 14 and 15 years old, my group of friends intersected with Brett and his friends for a short period of time. I had been friendly with a classmate of Brett's for a short time during my freshman and sophomore year. And it was through that connection that I attended a number of parties that Brett also attended. We did not know each other well, but I knew him and he knew me. In the summer of 1982, like most summers, I spent most every day at the Columbia Country Club in Chevy Chase, Maryland, swimming and practicing diving. One evening that summer, after a day of diving at the club, I attended a small gathering at a house in the Bethesda area. There were four boys I remember specifically being at the house: Brett Kavanaugh, Mark Judge, a boy named PJ, and one other boy whose name I cannot recall. I also remember my friend Leland attending. I do not remember all of the details of how that gathering came together, but like many that summer, it was almost surely a spur-of-the-moment gathering.
Okay, so as you just heard there, that is part of Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's opening statement to the House Judiciary Committee. In the hearing, it was, like I said, it was very emotional. And do you see how scared and frightened she sounded? Wow. Now, here's Brett Kavanaugh's opening statement to the Senate House to the Senate Judiciary Committee today.
Mr. Chairman, Ranking Member Feinstein, members of the committee, thank you for allowing me to make my statement. I wrote it myself yesterday afternoon and evening. No one has seen a draft or it except for one of my former law clerks. This is my statement. Less than 2 weeks ago, Dr. Ford publicly accused me of committing wrongdoing at an event more than 36 years ago when we were both in high school. I denied the allegation immediately, categorically, and unequivocally. All four people allegedly at the event, including Dr. Ford's longtime friend, Ms. Kaiser, have said they recall no such event. Her longtime friend, Ms. Kaiser, said under penalty of felony that she does not know me and does not believe she ever saw me at a party ever. Here is the quote from Ms. Kaiser's attorney's letter. Quote, simply put, Ms. Kaiser does not know Mr. Kavanaugh, and she has no recollection of ever being at a party or gathering where he was present with or without Dr. Ford. End quote. Think about that fact. The day after the allegation appeared, I told this committee that I wanted a hearing as soon as possible to clear my name. I demanded a hearing for the very next day. Unfortunately, it took the committee 10 days to get to this hearing. In those 10 long days, as was predictable, and as I predicted, my family and my name have been totally and permanently destroyed by vicious and false additional accusations.
Okay, so as you heard there, Brett Kavanaugh yelling, literally yelling, not literally yelling, but he's literally kind of yelling at the Senate, at the senators of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He sounded irritated. And he was very upset with the committee. As you said, he said in the video, he said, quote, my family's name has been totally and permanently destroyed. And he wanted to have the hearing the next day, literally after Dr. Ford accused him of sexual assault. Wow. The big question tonight is, will he be confirmed? Will Brett Kavanaugh be confirmed? Here's a video from ABC News, a senator inspiring Dr. Ford's testimony.
So it would be a good guard dog.
What? Hold on, guys.
Both here 27 years ago. At that time, the Senate failed Anita Hill. I said I believed her, but I'm concerned that we're doing a lot less for these three women today. That's my personal view. Now, Dr. Ford, no matter what happens with this hearing today, no matter what happens with this nomination, I know, and I hear from so many in my own state of Vermont, there are millions of victims and survivors out there who've been inspired by your courage. I am. Bravery is contagious. Indeed, that's the driving force behind the Me Too movement. And you sharing your story is going to have a lasting, positive impact on so many survivors in our country. And we owe you a debt of gratitude for that, Doctor.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos.
Well, that was the opening statement. Well, that was not the opening statement. But again, that was a senator from the Senate Judiciary Committee encouraging and inspiring Senator Dr. Ford there, just like as it said in there, Dr. Ford had the courage to open up with a statement. And as of last night, another woman is accusing Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct allegations. Julie Swetnick. Wow. Three women now have accused Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct allegations. First, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. Second, Deborah Ramirez, a former Yale classmate. And now we have Julie Swetnick. Wow. So the big question, again, as I mentioned just earlier in this show and on this broadcast, will Brett Kavanaugh be confirmed as the next Senate? The big question that we are asking tonight, and all news medias are asking tonight, is will Brett Kavanaugh be confirmed? The Republicans and the Democrats are deciding tonight if they will confirm Brett Kavanaugh as the next U.S. Supreme Court Justice. Look out for that episode tomorrow, guys. Thank you for joining us on a Thursday evening. Good night. We will be back with you tomorrow. Follow up if Mr. Kavanaugh is confirmed as the next Supreme Court Justice. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the Jeremiah Patterson Show. That is our broadcast for this Thursday night. Thanks for listening, and good night, all the way from Jeremiah Patterson Show. Second episode of the Jeremiah Patterson Show before we permanently go today. Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh were both nominated by President Donald Trump. Neil Gorsuch was not accused of sexual misconduct allegations, but Brett Kavanaugh was. So again, the question that we are asking tonight is, will Brett Kavanaugh be confirmed as the next Supreme Court Justice of the United States? Look forward to that Friday. We have just gotten reports, as I have just been watching the Brett Kavanaugh nomination and voting confirmation hearing this morning. 51 to 49, 51 yeas and 49 nays. That gives the Senate the permission to proceed with a final vote tomorrow morning. So look forward to that. And also look forward to our coverage tonight at 6 p.m. tonight to talk about the Kavanaugh confirmation hearing. Welcome, everyone. This has been a day of constant breaking news, reports. In fact, we have more reporting tonight. Looks like the way things are going today up on Capitol Hill, it may be possible that Brett Kavanaugh will be confirmed to the United States Supreme Court. I want to play now this clip of Joe Manchin being asked questions by reporters on Capitol Hill. Do we have it? Okay.
Look at us!
Shame, shame, shame is what reporters said today. Shame, shame, shame is what protesters said today on Capitol Hill. All right, now I want to turn over to the story that shocked all of America just last year. The Las Vegas Strip mass shooting. According to the coroner's list, 18 of the victims died of gunshot wounds to the head and 15 were shot in the back. The massacre was just last year on October 1st, 2017. Jason Van Dyke is guilty for killing and shooting Laquan McDonald. Is that hatred, racism, or an accident? Wow, how sad. Political news today is from the New York Times. The New York Times says, quote, Judge Brett M. Kavanaugh is heading to the confirmation to Supreme Court this weekend after two key undecided senators, Susan Collins of Maine and Joe Manchin, the third of West Virginia, announced Friday that they would support his elevation to the high court, ending the most divisive confirmation fight in decades. The Times also reported tonight, quote, "The Me Too movement is real. It matters. It needed. It is needed, and it is long overdue," she said, over arguing that her support for Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation not negate the claims of sexual assault that have flooded forward in the wake of Christine Blasey Ford's testimony against the nominee. But she said she was not convinced of Judge Brett Kavanaugh's guilt. Now, if you go back at here, I'm going to read this quote again by New York Times. It says, quote, "The Me Too movement is real. It matters. It is needed and is long overdue." And then when it says the "she said" part, that was written by Senator Susan Collins, as she said in her statement today, weathering on Capitol Hill if she's going to vote yes or no for Kavanaugh. Well, that does it for us tonight. Thanks for listening to our live coverage on the big news day. It was a big and long news day for all news networks. Have a great weekend. We will have a couple of Kavanaugh Watch episodes tomorrow to see if Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh is confirmed to the United States Supreme Court. Look forward to that. And as they say in Spanish, adios, amigos. We have just gotten some breaking news as I was watching live as Senator Susan Collins is voting yes to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Once again, the final vote is tomorrow, and Senator Susan Collins has just voted yes to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. Again, listen to our live coverage tonight at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll have our full coverage on this podcast. Thank you. Breaking news, the second episode of the Kavanaugh Watch series. Once again, breaking news, the second episode of the Kavanaugh Watch series. Again, the confirmation vote is expected at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The confirmation vote is expected at 3:30 p.m. to confirm Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, or if not, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Capitol Hill. Thank you once again for tuning into the Jeremiah Patterson Show at this third episode of the Kavanaugh Watch. We're looking live right now at the New York Times piece that they have just published about 13 hours ago on this website. It says, quote, "A deeply divided Senate was poised on Saturday to confirm Judge Brett M. Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court, delivering a victory to President Trump and ending a rancorous Washington battle that began as a debate over ideology and jurisprudence and concluded with questions of sexual misconduct. The vote is expected to be almost entirely along party lines. All senators had announced their intentions by Friday. Only Senator Lisa Murkowski, Republican of Alaska, who planned to vote present to accommodate a colleague who could not attend. And Senator Joe Manchin III, Democrat of West Virginia, broke with their parties. But while the brawl over Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation may be confirmed, it ripple effects on the Senate, the Supreme Court, and the nation are only just beginning. Protesters took the steps of both the Supreme Court and the Capitol today. As the senators enter the final hours of the debate on Saturday, hundreds of protesters were mazed. No means no as Capitol Police officers began arresting them. Women and sexual assault survivors around the country were furious, feeling as though their voices had not been yet heard. Thank you once again for listening to the third episode of Kavanaugh Watch today. We will have our live coverage at 3 p.m. and another one at 6 p.m. Until then, keep looking out for these Kavanaugh Watch episodes of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Of Supreme Court Justice nominee, Brett Kavanaugh.